good morning. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. You got myself, Joe, Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and our technical producer, Lenny Bree. This is a story that I would love to hear from you, whether you got a whole gaggle of kids, you're like the Duggars part two, or maybe you're the opposite end and you got nothing, because it's an interesting conversation. 833-563-2539. I'm going to do my best to censor this and not swear, so let me get the dub button ready in case I do. A mom went on a tirade. She went on a rant after she went to Disney World and she took her kid there. It was a vacation they went on. And now she's calling out, especially millennials that don't have kids, parentless people that go to Disneyland or Disney World by themselves. She's saying, if you don't have kids, you should not be there. Not for the obvious reason, thinking like, oh, are they child predators or creeps? Like, that might be something people would say. But they're saying that they're ruining the trip. Let me explain what she wrote on a Facebook post. She says, it pees me off to no end when I see childrenless couples without at Disney World. What? Disney World is a family amusement park, yet these immature millennials throw away their money on useless crap. They have no idea the joy and happiness it is to mothers who buy their babies treats and toys. They will never experience the exhaustion that is to chase a three-year-old around getting stares and people assuming that you're a bad mother. This C word, oh my gosh, was wearing some very slooty clothing, including shorts that were way too short, buying a Mickey Mouse pretzel, and Aiden, that's I guess her kid, wanted to buy one, but the line was very long, and I said, we'll do it later, honey. And this broke his poor little heart, and he cried. I wanted to take that blanking pretzel from that tramp. Thanks, B-word. You made my son cry.
Oh my gosh.
Disney World is for children. People without children need to be banned. A lot of angry faces. Mothers with children should be allowed to skip all the lines. You have no blanking idea what it's like to have to stand in line for 3 hours with a cranky kid that's exhausted. I can't take it anymore. So pretty much he's saying that people, like, if Liv the Web Girl and her boyfriend Jewel Daddy went to Disneyland or Disney World, they should not be there. They are ruining it. It's making it hard for moms out there and dads out there taking the little kiddos around town. Do they have a point? I mean, is Disney World or Disneyland just for a family? My parents never took me as a kid. I think one day when I have a family, if I'm blessed to do that, I would definitely like to take my kiddos when they can remember it to Disneyland or Disney World. But me personally, I have no dream of going now with my wife just as a young couple. Now, I know a lot of people do that. And Disneyland and Disney World also go after young couples.
Right. Here's my thing. I have two separate things. One, when it is a place that is that big, that worldwide recognized, you can't be like, oh, you can't go here. You can't go here. Like, girl, suck it up. You should have known what you were going into when you went to Disney World, one of the biggest places in the entire world, like most famous talked about places literally in the entire world. You should have known what you were getting yourself into. Two, I think it's very bizarre and weird when grown adults with no kids are obsessed with Disney. Like, I used to work with this girl when I was in college who had, like, a Disney tattoo. She had a Disney World backpack. She had, like, a Disney World themed bedroom. And she was, like, 22 at the time or 23 at the time. She wanted to get engaged at Disney World. She was running the Disney World Marathon. She was just obsessed with Disney. And I'm like, that's really bizarre. You're 23
years
old.
Do you agree with this woman in saying that, like, you should only go if you got kids?
No, I don't agree with her. I don't think you can put like a ban on something like that, but I do just think it's very creepy when people are like overly obsessed.
833-563-2539. Do you agree with this mom that went on this rant saying, look, you should not be at Disney World or Disneyland or pretty much any other, I guess, family kind of a place like destination if you don't have kids?
If she can say that, then there should not be kids at nice restaurants.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say that.
We went nuclear on this one. Hey, Miranda, thanks for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. What'd you want to say?
Good morning, guys. No, I just got back from Disney World literally last week for the first time since I was a kid. Granted, I do have a two-year-old, but my thing is I kind of got irritated when she was like, oh, well, it's just so terrible waiting in three-hour lines. We should be able to skip the line because our kid's cranky. Okay, well, if your kid's cranky, then clearly you're forcing them to be there, for one. And two, I mean, I don't know. They sell alcohol at Disney World.
Yeah, why are you mad? Go get your drink on.
I don't really know what to tell you if you're really that pissed off that other people want to enjoy their life. I am a huge Disney fan. I'm 23 years old, and Disney is life, man. So it was awesome for me, not only for my kid, but for me as well, to be able to go and experience it.
Miranda, do you have that D4L tattoo, Disney for Life tattoo?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, wait. Miranda does have some limits. Hey, let's go to Sarah this morning, 833-563-2539. Hey, Sarah, you got five kids. What do you think?
I take my kids every year to Disney, literally every year. And if she didn't want to wait in line, she shouldn't have gone to Disney, because that's all it is lines and waiting and fun. And it makes it worth it, period, to see your kids be happy. Nobody else's fault that she didn't want to wait in line for that pretzel for her child.
So you'd have no problem, Sarah, if me and my wife, Lindsay, we're childless, we don't have a family yet. Would you care if we came there and just did our couple stuff?
Nope, I've been there, me and my husband, by myself too.
All right, Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. I really would like to hear both sides and not just one side to what we're getting now. I would like to hear from a mom or a dad who says, yeah, keep these childless people out of there.
This woman is so annoying to me, and she's the parents that I actually hate. I hate. There should not be special treatment just because your kid is cranky. How about you take it back to the hotel and have them take a nap? Like, it's not someone else's fault because your kid's cranky.
Sarah, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Do you agree with this mom that went on a rant saying, listen, if you don't got kids, don't be coming to Disneyland or Disney World?
No, I highly disagree. I feel like, because I'm a mother of a one-year-old that's going to be two this year, and I would not take him to Disney World for the simple fact that he would not sit still for 3 hours in a line.
How old do you think a kid needs to be? Because these kids were, this one kid, this woman said her son Aiden was three. That, to me, that sounds kind of young. I would assume like maybe 8 to 10, they can really appreciate it at that age.
Yeah, I feel like at that age, they'd be able to remember it and maybe, you know, whenever they're older. But I feel like once they're two or three, they're not going to remember it.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good point. Hey, thank you for calling in. Madison, oh, let's get to somebody that actually had some feet on the ground there. You worked at Disney, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. You just sound happy like you'd work at Disney. Madison, all right, what do you think about this? I'd like your opinion.
So, obviously, I'm a huge advocate for Disney World because I worked there on two different occasions with the Disney College program, but I think it's a place that is just supposed to bring people together, and I think whether you have kids or not, it's nostalgic once you go there.
Yeah.
And it just is supposed to make you happy, and like the last caller said, like, there's alcohol. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's geared towards adults, so.
Right.
I don't know, and I have a special needs brother, and we stand in line, you know, for rides, so I think that part's a little silly to say, but...
All right, well, Madison, thank you for calling in. Do you get hookup on tickets still?
I have friends that work there that can get the hookup, but I don't.
All right, Madison, thank you for calling in. Let's wrap it up with Amy, and by the way, I want to put this up on our Facebook page. Just search for Radio Now 100.9 or Radio Now 92.1 if you're in Houston, because I definitely want everybody to have a chance to contribute to this. Amy, I want to talk to you, though, real quick. Amy, what do you think here about this mom going on a rant? She said, listen, unless you have a family and kids, don't ruin it for everybody else by going there if you're just like a young couple or people that don't have kids.
Well, I think, you know, you're not going to necessarily ruin it by being there at all. But I think what can happen, what I saw, is you have these super experienced Disney people that are ruining the magic of the children who really want to see their favorite character. And when their eyes light up, that's what it's all about. And sometimes when you're standing in these long lines, you have a lot of adults talking about their Disney knowledge, and it really blows their cover, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so maybe you can't be that into it or you'll ruin it for the kiddos. All right, Amy, thank you for calling in this morning. I think it's interesting. Real quick, have you ever been to Disneyland or Disney World Pork Chop?
Yes.
Oh, wait, sorry, your mic, go ahead. What?
Yeah, I was 3 years old.
Okay, do you even remember it?
I do.
Wow, Live the Web Girl, you ever been?
Yeah, I didn't go until I was in high school for a dance competition.
All right, I'm the only one that hasn't went. So if there's a family listening that needs an adult to go with, I'll drink with you. Take it to our Facebook page and let us know what you think. Hey, I want you to call in right now, 833-563-2539. I guess Live the Web Girl or Pork Chop, they found something. We do this bit on the show called What the Spell. It tests out my spelling ability. But you guys are saying you want people to call in at 833-563-2539. You want somebody to play against me?
Yes.
Okay. If you're good at spelling, or at least better than me, call now to play against me for What the Spell. 833-563-2539.